In past Sundays, as you remember, we've been journeying with Christ to different places where we've been learning different beautiful truths about Christ's presence in our lives, especially his sacramental presence. So last Sunday, we were at a well in Samaria, and from there we come today to a pool in Jerusalem where we see water cleansing and bringing light. Today, on this beautiful Laetare Sunday, when the church invites us to rejoice because our salvation is near and we express this joy with the vestments and the flowers and more organ, today we ponder the mystery and power of baptism. Today's gospel, as it is common in these Sundays of Lent, is very rich and very long. What happened and what does it mean for us? What happened was a very powerful miracle that caused quite a commotion, because as the man who was healed himself said, it was unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. Evidently, a powerful event, but also an interesting one in the way in which it happened. Jesus, being God, was and is able to heal as he wants to heal. He can heal with a word, as he did so many times. He can heal with a thought. But for a reason, he did a number of very intentional things. From the dust, he made clay with his own saliva, and then he anointed the eyes of this man. Obviously, Christ did not need to do that. So why did he do that? Do you remember the story of the creation of man? What did God do at the beginning? Something very similar. God stooped down and from the dust formed man. But that wasn't all. He breathed on the man with that moisture that comes from the Spirit of God. And then he gave him life. Today we see God, again, God made man, coming to his broken creation, bending down, giving life to the dust by the moist of his Spirit. Jesus was working his new creation, in which life would be received in an even more excellent way than at the beginning. And there is more. Intentionally, of course, Jesus anoints the man, but that's not all. He tells him to go wash. So, interestingly, after Jesus anoints this man, after all that trouble, you could say, of making clay and all of that, this man was still not able to see. He had to freely respond and go wash at the pool. In one sense, we could say that at that point, this blind man became a catechumen on his way to baptism. And this is key, because this new creation comes to us precisely through baptism, which always starts with an anointing, a new royal dignity like that of David in the first reading, and then with a cleansing, with a water. The dust of our humanity receives the moisture of the Spirit, and then we can see. And then even more, as we heard in the second reading, we become light. And this is why the early church described baptism as illumination. Now, what does that mean for us today? To answer this, we need to remember a phrase that we heard in different ways a number of times in today's gospel, a sort of summary of what happened, which will actually also be our communion antiphon. Jesus anointed the man, and then he went, he washed, he saw. So there is a gift at the beginning. There is a free response to that gift, and then there is a still greater gift. And this means important things for us. So for our catechumens, who are somewhere in there and today will receive their second scrutiny, Anab, Cassie, and Max, you are really in that period, just like in today's gospel. You are going to the water of baptism, but you're not there yet. You know where you're going, but you don't fully see everything. Baptism, the gift of receiving new life, is not first and foremost your choice, the decision of one who already sees everything and just wants to be a little bit better. This gift is a gift from God. God bending down to that person he created, trying to give you light so you can get out of the darkness of not knowing him, not knowing him fully, and receive this new life. And thank God you are responding. You're not there yet. You are on your way. But God willing, in just a few weeks, you will receive this sight, this light, this new life. And this means for the rest of us that, along with praying for them, our catechumens, already members of our community, we need to prepare, thinking about ourselves, for an important event that will take place at Easter for all of us, the renewal of our own baptismal promises. The Lord is coming. We're not just reading great stories from the past. The Lord is coming now. He's bending down to where we are, not to where we should be. He's coming to where we are. Even if we're not doing great, precisely, he's coming. We don't need to find a way to be great so that he can welcome us. He's coming to where we are to give us that light that we don't have. Now, just as with this man born blind, he offers a gift, but he respects our freedom. He will not force us. We need to say, yes, I want that. We could say no, or ignore him, or keep those areas of darkness in our lives, those areas in which we think we cannot change, in which we don't forgive ourselves, or in which we just don't want to change. We can do that. But we can also say, I want light. I want new life. I want to let the Lord make of me a new creation, good and beautiful, as I am meant to be. Hopefully we will be open to this gift, and if we respond, even with our desire, we will receive a still greater gift. And when we come for communion, let us be very aware of the words the church gives us to sing at that moment. Not about some man from the past, but about each one of us in that moment, here and now. The Lord anointed my eyes. I went, I washed, I saw, and I believed in God.